Every Wednesday morning, we check in with county government, and we do so with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She has been a very busy lady because the county budget hearings have been going on last Thursday and this Monday, plus a regular council meeting last night. Marty, you get paid by the minute, don't you? That's right, hourly? Hourly pay?
Right. I mean, a penny an hour or something of the sort.
Don't add it up because it will just sting when you do the math. But this is what this is what serving in local government is about. It is thankless. It is pay. Well, it's not payless, but it takes people that want to make a difference to do so. And we appreciate you and all your colleagues' works doing this. We know budget season is very, very time consuming.
Well, it is, but you know, when you say thankless, I have to say that the people of this county, when they see the council members, certainly I can't say how they respond to everyone, but I know that when I meet people, even people I've never met before, and they might be watching the meetings or something, they will comment about how thorough we try to be and the long hours it takes. And, you know, you don't do this for any other reason, one would hope, rather than we just love our community, our county, and we want to serve. I sure love county government, and I have really enjoyed serving, but can't always get the votes to go the way you want, especially when you're 1 out of 7. So you just have to try to bring information to the table as best you can.
That's exactly right. You need to provide an outlet to make sure the other side is looked at, might not be acted upon, but you have to make sure that we're seeing everything in 360 degrees. Your meeting started or continued last Thursday. We talked to you on Wednesday, so we heard the recap of Tuesday's meeting. Any big developments from last Thursday's meeting?
Well, I would say actually the biggest discussion went on Monday, because we received information Monday that I'm thinking it's Monday. Boy, all these days are running together.
Exactly right.
I've been so busy thinking about my daughter down there in Florida. So, and by the way, for all my friends that have listened, she is alive and well and made it through.
Great news.
Struggling still, but yes, more good news coming out of Florida. One of the things that I thought was the most difficult to get through was the probation and the court's presentations, which was on Monday. And, of course, that's a huge, huge part of our budgets is the justice system. And when we got through the court's part of what we did was we took that $200,000 that was in there for juvenile detention, and we took that out, not that we were not going to do it because we must do it, but we're going to then cover that under the juvenile income tax. So far, we're really not cutting anything. We're just moving money around and moving it around
Well, nobody wants to do the hard stuff there, Marty.
Well, and we'll see what happens with this. But to be clear, and that's what I had mentioned before, was we're moving it into funds where the money is growing, like the income tax money. The juvenile income tax money is now bringing in something like, I believe it was close to $3 million. More than anyone really had thought might go into there. So now there's the movement to, okay, what expenses can we move from property tax over to that income tax? Then, of course, we have the public safety tax. So there was movement toward putting a probation officer over into that public safety tax. And that happened on Monday when the courts were presenting that. And I'm saying, look, we just heard today, we heard this on Monday, that the city is not going to honor the agreement that was signed between the city and the county, that the decision would be made before July 1, how much, if any change was to be made, including for PSAP, as far as percentages. Well, they are saying because the law of the state changed, then they can now take that out until November 1. They're going to go ahead and make the change and prepare the paperwork. You know, obviously someone at the city did not.
So what happens? What happens to the agreement then? It just gets ripped up and thrown away?
Well, yeah. I mean, one would think that they would have been following along with the legislation when it happened last year. I mean, this didn't happen just yesterday. They would have gone in and done a correction before July 1 to officially notify those changes were going to be made, which they did not do. They did discuss it at that committee level, but that's not an official notification. So we weren't notified by July 1. So we were looking at numbers of what our revenue would be if PSAP got 29%. So now our revenues change for our public safety tax, in addition to which, if they're not going to honor that, well then, what about the way it's supposed to be split up, the difference, the balance? What legislation will they be using, and will the state do what we believe that they're going to do, or will they do what the city wants them to do? And that makes a huge difference in the way the rest of this is distributed.
So how are the council responding to this?
Well, here's what happened on Monday. Not everyone had read the information that was sent out by email that someone had received from the city. And so I'm not sure that all of the council understood my angst when they were saying, oh, let's put this probation officer, and the courts are saying it, over into this public safety tax. And I'm saying, wait a minute, we don't even know for certain what our revenue is going to be. And the courts have asked us to protect those dollars so that they could hopefully do a work release center. Well, the amazing thing is that the response came back, well, the courts, it appeared to me they were saying, and I don't have it memorized word for word, that they were not asking at that time for the work release center. They just wanted this probation officer. And so there was a motion on the floor to not do the probation officer, and I second that motion. And I mean, you would think the fur was about to fly or something. How could we dare not go ahead and put that in with the public safety tax? Well, then they showed how much money is going to be in that tax, but we don't know for sure because they don't know how they're going to distribute it. So, but anyway, they went ahead and put that probation officer in there because nobody wanted to say no. And I was the only one that said no, so I didn't vote for it.
So they'll put him in there and then figure out how to pay for it later.
Well, it will just spend out the amount available to move forward with at least some of us on the council understood the courts to say, we want to have a work release center. Well, now, last night it was like, well, now let's not make it sound like as if we're just talking about the work release center. Maybe we're talking about something else to help with jail overcrowding. So I don't know what the plan is now. Evidently, some people know there's some kind of movement towards something, and it's not out there yet. But how on earth would the courts expect everybody on the council to know what it is that they want us to do when we're trying to do what they've asked us to do up until now, and now they're saying, well, let's move some other expenses over into there because we can't figure out how else to pay for it. So that's probably the only dust up during the entire budget hearings. But we still haven't done the commissioner's budgets, which is really rather large, and so we have also we don't have the prosecutor's budget done yet, but we have done the public defender and probation and the courts, and those are the, you know, really big budgets.
Well, so, I'd assume with a full jail and a and not turning people away, letting people out, I would assume the public defender's budget is up. I would assume the probation department's budget is up. When we have all these activities going on in our town, and you read the paper every day and see how many people are going to jail, I mean, that money has to come from somewhere eventually, doesn't it?
Right. And last night, we were asked by the jail commander to put more money in for their operational supplies, which include all kinds of things, including toilet paper or whatever, and to put more money into that budget. And then he started talking about how much their daily average is and how many times they've been over that 290 inmates in there. So this is very important that we do something to address jail overcrowding. So maybe the powers that be haven't all put their head together to decide exactly what direction they want to go, but that's a biggie. I mean, how are we going to address that, and how do we get the city to understand that this, the inmates in that jail are not all outside of the city.
The majority of them, I bet, aren't outside.
Absolutely. And yet, there doesn't seem to be an understanding that somehow we have to cover the jail expenses and law enforcement for the rest of the county and all of those expenses, that probation, public defender, none of that is covered at the city
Marty,
level.
Why isn't there a city jail?
I don't know. Exactly. That's just where I was going to go with that. I mean, why don't we just let them jail their own people?
Well, except that I don't think that there's anything in the law that says, here, you go build the jail. I do not know. I haven't studied that, but surely.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If I were sitting on the council right now, and their attitude towards all this money and just keeping on letting the city just completely hammering you guys, I'd just look at them and say, well, why don't we let the city build their own jail, and they can take care of their own people, and we'll move the jail clear out in the county somewhere.
What does
and
the
be
state
done
law
with
say
it.
About that, Marty?
I beg pardon?
What does the state law say about who jails and who doesn't jail?
Well, I'll have to look that up, but certainly I think that we are required to have the county jail. And remember, if you live in the city or out in the county, everyone pays county taxes. But what we're talking about here is the money from that public safety tax is being paid throughout the entire county, and yet the city, it appears, wants to take the lion's share of it, the way it's distributed, and especially if they would do the annexation, and we would still have the jail costs and all these courts costs and probation and so forth. There just needs to be a way that we can work together and work some of these things out, because it is not going to be in anyone's best interest to continue to release people on home detention and probation, etc. You saw what just happened in the paper today.
Yes.
Where someone was. So is this a result? I don't know. I'm just saying, is this a result of trying to not hold people there in our jail and trying to find home detention?
Well, I think the other thing
people
have to remember, if there are people have to manage those cases and follow along with them as well. So it's just not as easy as slapping a label on it, moving it around and shuffling it around like it is this money. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning. And you had a regular old meeting last night, huh?
We did. And one of the big things that the county commissioners always come to the council for is permission to move forward with a $2 million bond. And when they do, they give us such an overview of kind of what looks like a wish list that you're not real sure what the $2 million might be spent on. But they gave us a list, and so there were a lot of questions about the list. The list ends up being $3,876,000, so you know they're not going to do all of it. But one of the things on there is $1,600,000 for land acquisition. Well, then I'm asking, just where is this land? Well, no, we can't really talk about that. And then...
Stop. Rewind. They're asking you for $1.6 million, but they're not going to tell you what they're going to do with it?
Well, evidently...
We can just label it what we want and say, oh, well, we can't talk about that.
Oh, well, it was sort of like we can sort of in negotiations. I don't have it memorized exactly what they said, but they did not say, here, this piece of ground right here, this is what we're talking about.
Well, Marty, wait a minute. Don't we own a piece of ground down south of town here that we can't build on? When are they going to sell that piece of property? And what about, oh, my God, just don't get me started.
Oh, I'm sorry, because we really do have some other things we want to talk about.
Okay.
One of the things they also talked about was the health building interior renovation. You know, that there's some things that left undone there, the health building, that they need to continue to take care of these older buildings.
Sure.
And that's $550,000. Now, remember, these are all just rough estimates, because until they start putting all this together and deciding which of these wish list things they're going to do, we really won't know. But... they also talked about the trail expansion. I will tell you, they did, when I questioned that, they did tell me where they thought that might be. And, of course, got me on that one, because then, of course, I'm going to support this, because it's like trail expansion near Ellisville, and people in Ellisville really want that trail expansion. And for years, a lot of people didn't want it. They did not want it. And now it appears people are on board. They're saying, yes, okay. However, it's going to be gravel and not paved, because evidently the only way to get it paved is it, that all has come out of local dollars, or if it's in some kind of a federal
match,
dollars.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay. So you can avoid spending $1 million a mile then.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you what it costs for in the city. It literally costs $1 million a mile. So it. So maybe that's a good thing.
I'm just sharing what's on here. I'm telling you, I ended up voting for it, and it was really tough, because that's not always what I want to do, because it just seems to me, before you decide on a couple of $1 million, you ought to have a better idea of where it's going to go. But this will all be, that's the reason why a lot of this is up to the county commissioners, exactly what's going to happen. They'll be the people who will make that decision for sure. Now, the good news of last night is that we have a company coming to town that's asking for a tax abatement, and they're going to be providing jobs, and it's they're going to be...
This is the cardboard people?
It's called Phoenix Closures. So no, I do not believe it's the cardboard people at all.
But you know what I'm talking about, the cardboard people.
Right. And we haven't been presented with that.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, I asked Mick Renhuizen about that last Thursday, and I'm going to follow up with him this week on that. So Phoenix Closures?
Phoenix Closures.
Okay.
And we did the first... sort of a first reading, and it's not a definite yet, and we will do the next reading at our next meeting, I'll have more information for you at that time. But it's always good to know that we're supporting growing local jobs, and where the number of jobs that are there at this place right now is 89% local folks. And so I think that's real important. I know we're a region that we pull in people from the entire region that comes here for their workplace. But it's just real important when we do this that we are concentrating, making sure we're getting Monroe County folks better opportunities for better jobs. So I was really delighted to see that, because we need to move forward making sure we are doing all we can for that. So what I'm was also excited to see was we had someone, some people from the CARES, not the CARES board, but the, well, for heaven's sakes, the advocacy, CASA, the advocacy group that work with our youth in CASA. The court system, CASA.
Yes.
And they brought their beautiful dog with them that works with the children. And it does help them stay calm and so forth during a lot of what would be real trauma in those,
absolutely,
in those court cases. So that was a joyful thing as well. So, you know, not everything is bad. We've got a lot of good things. And then we did get that runaway and homeless youth grant for our youth services as well. You know, that's another thing we need to remind folks that that's something else that the county does that's not done at the city level, and that is to have our youth shelter. And we know that we serve not just Monroe County kids, but some of the kids from the other counties as well. And there is a movement toward rehabbing that facility, the older building that's in such deplorable condition. It's either going to be torn down or it's already down. And they'll have to do something about replacing that and trying to fix that facility because it's getting really, really, it gets a lot of heavy use and needs to have, you just have to take care of things as you go.
No doubt.
So that's something I want people to understand at the city level. Help us out with some of these things.
It needs to be a better balanced. I don't think there's any doubt in any of that, but nobody wants to give up their piece of the pie, as we well know.
Wow. I am just shocked at the lack of it.
And that happens not just between the city and county. It really happens within the county departments as well, because each county department comes and it's like, oh, don't cut mine, don't cut
sure.
mine. Well, so I don't see anybody getting any cuts. I think they're just going to keep moving around in these other pots of money, but
sure.
we'll find
keep
out.
And raise whatever you need to raise, more tax dollars.
Right.
You cover it
because
all.
At the end of the day, they'll say, well, we've used too much of the public safety tax. We'll have to raise that again. So I'm saying keep an eye out. I will not be surprised if the city doesn't, in this paperwork that they're putting together, if they don't even raise the total amount. I won't be surprised.
It makes no sense.
All right, well, give us an update next Wednesday, if you would, and we'll follow the budget
Thank
meetings
you,
coming up this Thursday as well, and you'll keep us in tune next